Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, a surgeon, Dr. Mohamed Chalan, who works in a major hospital based in Dublin, has recently returned to Ireland after volunteering as a doctor in a Gaza hospital. He was there for about 3 weeks, Dr. Mohamed, is that right?
3 weeks, yeah. Yeah.
Can you describe what the scenes were like and the conditions in the hospitals?
Yeah, the only working hospital in Gaza is the European Hospital. There are a few small hospitals around the European Hospital in Rafah and in part of Khan Yunis. But these hospitals are not suitable for major surgeries. So the only hospital working there to treat the major injuries at the European Hospital. The European Hospital, they have only four theater rooms in the second floor. And
just four?
Four, yes. Right. And they have one theater room in the ground floor for neurosurgery. So in total, it is five theater rooms. It works for the whole people in Gaza. When I went there, I didn't realize I'm in a hospital because the evacuated people everywhere around the hospital, they are in plastic tents. It is like greenhouses everywhere in the hospital. Even when you go inside the hospital, in the corridors, it is full of families, evacuated families. When I went to the orthopedic department to to review the patients before we start surgery, in the first few minutes, it is overcrowded by patients, by families, patients on beds, patients on just mattresses on the floor. So the like four-bedded rooms, you can find nearly 10 patients inside, plus the families. So the hospital is overcrowded by the families and by patients. When I went there, they told me there in the European hospital, mainly 250 patients on external fixators waiting surgery. And this external fixator, we use it here for temporary, like for a few days in case of open fractures, like a broken leg with a wound. But patients there, they are on XFX for several months. And what I saw there, patient has pain from the fracture, not healed, and the pain site is loose and infected. And many patients, they have pain from the pain site more than the fracture itself, and they were awaiting for surgery.
Have you, in your experience as an orthopaedic surgeon for many years, and I know you've worked in many different parts of the world, have you ever experienced anything like the types of injuries that people have, and I suppose that length of time, Mohamed, that they're often waiting now to, you know, to be seen or to get treatment or for surgery?
Actually, I never saw in my life injuries like this, or the number of injuries also, it is massive number. I did share in war 2012 in Gaza. It was short war. It is like 1 week. And also I shared in Saudi Yemen conflict for 4 weeks there. The number of patients I did in the 2.5 weeks or nearly 3 weeks in Gaza is nearly four times the number
times.
I did in Saudi Yemen conflict. So and the types of injuries also, I never saw patient with isolated injury, like isolated limb injury. All of them, they come with multiple injuries like chest, abdomen, upper limb, lower limb. So different kind of injuries. And the major problem there, all the injuries, it is like with skin, soft tissue loss, skin, muscle loss, and comminuted fracture. It is like many, many fragments. So, and these kind of fractures, if we can get it here in our hospitals, it is like something top emergency and treated by, you know, by
multiple
team.
Probably surgeons, you know, involved.
Orthopedic, sometimes vascular, sometimes plastic surgeon. But there you are working in your own. So when I went there, I created a team from myself and medical students. Medical students there, they are playing a major role in the hospital. All of them are volunteers. As we know, the two universities there are bombed and there is no buildings at all. So the medical students, they don't have place to study. And so they are working as volunteers in the hospital. So I created a team from them just to help me for registration and also in theater to assist me.
Yeah. About four times you think the number of patients you dealt with when you were there in 3 weeks.
Yes, and yeah. Also, as I told you, I never saw patients with single injury at all. All are multiple. And yeah. Also, like open fracture, you need time to fix the wound. You need time to reconstruct the soft tissue. And when I went there and I saw like 200 patients on XF theater awaiting surgery, I realized that the patient has only one chance to be in theater. So I made a decision to treat the patient, to do everything for the patient in a single session. So to treat, to fix the wound and also to cover the soft tissue.
In the 3 weeks that you were there, Mohammed, how many hours would you work each day, or did you work?
Yeah, it was Ramadan time. As you know, we were fasting. So I usually start work from 9 a.m. until 6 near iftar time. And then I take break like 2 hours, and then I resume work again until nearly 3 a.m., 4 a.m. sometimes. So I did. When I traveled from here, it was in my mind I will not get sleep, I will not get proper food. And also accommodation there for us, it was like in the third floor in the nursing college there. And it was just mattresses on the floor, and you can find 10 doctors in a single room. So I spoke to the team there. We have to work day and night just to clear as much as we can from patients, either the new injuries or the old injuries. New injuries, you are receiving massive injuries every day. And they come in groups, because if they bomb a house, we will never see the people from the bombed house because all of them are killed. But we see patients from the neighbors, you know, and their houses collapsed over them, and they come in groups.
It must, you know, I can't begin to imagine, Mohammed, for you and other, you know, doctors and medical professionals who've gone out and volunteered in your time and worked out there for a period in trying to help patients. But it must take a real personal toll on you.
Actually, I used to do this from 2010. I spent all of my annual leaves with people either in Africa, and this is my second time in Gaza. So I used to do this, but I think Gaza, they need a lot of help. Yeah.
Is it very difficult when you're there for a number of weeks like you were, and then I suppose you come home, or you know, you come back to where you're working in Dublin in a major hospital, you know, in a busy facility here, and you just look at the difference in the conditions and the resources, you know, and the environment.
Yeah. We have advanced equipment, and everything is available here in our hospitals, fortunately. And I am glad to be Irish and working in Ireland. But there, as I told you, you have to carry everything with you, because there is no I am orthopedic surgeon, so we are dealing with plates, screws, nails, frames. So it is heavy metals. And I had a contact with local people there before I traveled. They told me you have to bring everything with you. So and this what I used to do when I traveled to Africa, because we travel to poor areas, no health care facilities. So I used to do this. I arranged my instruments, my implants, to take some from Egypt and some from I got it from India. I am dealing with some company there. So we carried everything with us. And even for the drugs, you have to carry them with you, antibiotics, painkillers. But unfortunately, the only painkiller was available there is the paracetamol. So
paracetamol.
Imagine patient has this massive injury and the major surgery, and after surgery, you give them just paracetamol. And the hospital there, as I mentioned, it is four theater rooms, and they have a small CCD, like a small area to wash and sterilize the instruments. Yeah. And they don't have enough sets of instruments. So once we finish the case, the patient, we send them straight away to the CCD. They wash it and they sterilize them straight away.
Because they're back in use again.
Yes, yeah. You need them for the next patient. But here in our hospitals, if you use the instruments, it will be sterilized in a good time.
Course,
and you can get them ready on the next day, not on the same day.
Would you go back? Will you go back?
Definitely, yes. I am planning to go back end of May or early June because the local people there, they are still sending me photos for the new injuries and to take my opinion. Because as I told you, the trend there to put XFX on every patient, but we started new policy or new system there, and they want to establish it to treat the patient with the acute injuries straight away and not to put XFX, because as I told you, the patient has only one chance in theater.
Yeah. You go back or you do this in your own time, isn't that right, Mohammed?
Yes, usually I travel in my annual leaves, yeah.
Well, is it you know, are you frightened at all or scared, anxious at all about even when you were travelling out there or coming back or the prospect of going back again?
No, I think no. You know, the major concern of me is how to save people and how to help them. So when I was there, I never thought about myself at all. And we heard bombing and everything. Like in the first night, there was massive bombing and our building was shaking and even the window, the glasses of the window broken. And they told us it is like 6 kilometers away from us near Nasser Hospital. But I never thought about myself. My main concern is how to help people and to save them. Because, you know, I was crying when I was there. People are in massive need for help. And but the problem is the availability of theater rooms there. Like if you can get like teams came after us, but the problem is to how to find the place for the doctors to work there. This is a main issue.
It's the space.
I think we have to help with this. You know,
it's. Thank you very much for joining us today. You know, Mohammed, and giving your time even to come in and explain the situation and the circumstances that you were working in. And it's a pretty incredible thing you're doing. You know, going back out and planning to do that again. But you might even pop back into us after your next trip out in May and tell us how you get on.
Yeah, definitely. And we can make like an interview from there. And I am happy to do this.
Okay.
Just to highlight a few things, a message to the world and to our government here. We have to put a lot of pressure to stop this war, because this is the only way how to save the rest of the people and how to treat the injured people. Because what I know is nearly 10,000 people amputated and they need prosthesis.
And you've seen it firsthand you're there for, as you said, over 3 weeks. Dr. Mohammed Chalanis, and thank you, Mohammed, for joining us here today on Lunchtime Live. That is Dr. Mohammed Chalan, as I said, who's working here in a Dublin-based hospital.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.